Big Rich, TD, and Fletch coming up tomorrow morning. We got our fantasy expert, the guru himself, Michael Harmon from Fox Sports Radio, joining the show at 8:10. Get your questions ready. We get started at 6 on San Diego Sports 760.
Coming up today and tomorrow, giving away pairs of tickets to Snapdragon Stadium Saturday. Toledo Rockets, they're in town. They're now favored by 3 points, according to ESPN.com, over San Diego State. Get tickets at GoAztecs.com or listen today and tomorrow for your chance to win. We also have a couple of concert tickets to give away today. We'll do this randomly. Tickets to go see Scorpions, Viejas Arena, October 1st. Tickets available at LiveNation.com. Tickets to go see the Doobie Brothers, Cal Coast Credit Union Amphitheater. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com or keep listening for your chance to win. We'll give away those tickets throughout the span of the afternoon. And one pair of tickets to go see San Diego State and Toledo, the Rockets, coming up early afternoon game this Saturday. It's going to be warm, but it's not going to be opening day University of Arizona warm. So it's interesting. I was looking this up this morning. I was trying to figure out exactly. Yeah, you see this nice gesture made by fans that they want to give home run, milestone home run balls back to the players that hit them. You saw this last night as Aaron Judge hit his 60th home run. A fan gave it back, got an autograph bat, probably got some other stuff as well. So what is it going to be when, it's when, right, when he breaks the record, the American League record, hits his 62nd home run? Seems to be a difference of opinion about how much that home run ball is going to be worth. According to Ken Golden of Golden Auctions, he said the 60th home run ball is worth $150,000. So the one that he hit last night, according to one of these auction houses, $150,000, and this fan gave it back to him for an autographed bat. 61 will be worth $250,000. The 62nd and everyone after that will be worth $500,000. Now, a different auction house, Steiner Sports Memorabilia, and this is why sports memorabilia sometimes can be a little tricky, thinks that the ball, the record-setting ball, 62, could be worth seven figures, upwards of $2 million. 62 can set an all-time record because they believe that Aaron Judge is doing this cleanly. What is Albert Pujols' 700th going to be worth? Well, we'll get to that coming up in the next segment. But in town last night, I hope in town again tonight so we can cross paths up in the press box. He's always been good to the show. Covers Major League Baseball for ESPN. Covers other sports as well, but we know him mostly for his baseball coverage. Alden Gonzalez joining us on the all-new San Diego Sports 760. Alden, it's Darren. Thank you so much.
Hey, Darren. How's it going, man?
Going well. Thank you. I know you were there last night. Here again tonight?
Yes, sir.
Are you? Is this Pujols watch, or is this, you know, Padres Cardinals? Interesting matchup. What's the assignment you're given?
It's Pujols watch. I got to be honest. We are following him around for SportsCenter, and I'm also writing too. Until he gets to 700, we're hoping that he does it on this West Coast trip. After that, somebody else will pick it up. But while he's here, I am following him around.
All right. Well, that's another couple of days in San Diego potentially, and then in Los Angeles, where I do believe you live, Alden. So, yeah, that's good. What are these two home run chases doing for the sport, right? Like, you know, we're at that time of the year where, you know, people are gravitating more towards football. But for you, somebody who loves baseball, covers baseball, what are these two things, one in the American League, one in the National League, one a single-season record, one a lifetime milestone marker for Pujols? You know, what's the buzz that you're sensing in baseball about them?
Oh, I think it's a major boon for the sport. You're right. I mean, this is the time of year when college football and the NFL really take over. But I think these are storylines that are appealing nationally. I mean, you saw last night, Darren, like every time Albert Pujols came to bat in San Diego, mind you, a city where he doesn't have any real connection, he got a standing ovation and fans were into it. They wanted to see him hit number 699, potentially 700. And I was watching some of the Yankee game last night. They're playing the Pittsburgh Pirates. And it seemed just from afar like such an electric atmosphere because Aaron Judge got to 60. I mean, now granted, Giancarlo Stanton ended it with a walk-off home grand slam. There's no better finish than that. But I think just it's creating a daily intrigue in the sport in a time of year when the NFL and college football is all the rage and then everybody's just gearing up for the playoffs. I mean, what a cool thing. And if you think back to just a few months ago when owners locked out the players and we were wondering if we were going to have a season, can you imagine if we wouldn't have been able to live through this? I mean, this is one of the best home run chases that I can remember, maybe since 1998, just to have two guys for two completely different reasons going after some really cool milestones. I think it's awesome.
Alden Gonzalez, ESPN, joining us on San Diego Sports 760. You brought up 98, and you know I'm old enough to have remembered that. Does it, you know, for you, do you think it still carries with it? I always wonder if everything that's happened since 98, you know, whether it's the Mitchell report or some of the stuff going on in baseball, the congressional hearings, et cetera, if it took a little bit of the luster away of the romanticism of baseball and baseball's numbers. And you know, you might have just answered it, Alden, but I wonder, you know, what this is like now, you know, post-PED era, you know, how it is that we view this and if it does feel the same for certain people that have been a part of it for a long time.
Unfortunately, I don't think it does. I was still a kid in 98, but I was kind of at like my peak baseball fandom age. Mm-hmm. I didn't know then what ultimately fueled that, but I remember just how captivated I was by McGuire and Chosa and saving all the newspaper clippings every time they got into, basically 55 plus home runs and saving. I still have like Sports Illustrated copies of the cover of like every time that they documented this home run chase. It was such a it was just such a major event that everybody just sort of rallied around. At a time when baseball needed it, this does not have the same effect. And I understand people's point about, you know, if you want to rationalize that this can be the new legitimate home run record because of McGuire and Sosa and Bonds and how inflated those numbers were. I get it, but it also isn't, right? Like, Barry Bonds does have the record anyway, and, you know, Sosa, McGuire surpassed 60 a few times as well. So even if you want to believe that, it's still not reality. Those records are still recognized. It doesn't mean it can't be cool. It would still be an American League record. The fact that Aaron Judge is doing something that only Roger Maris and Babe Ruth have done in the American League, and he's doing it as a Yankee, is awesome. But directly to your question about does it have the same impact as 1998 does, I don't think so. And unfortunately, I think you're kind of right. I think I don't know that anything ever will again, because I think what happened in the aftermath of that, I think created a lot of cynicism and maybe a lot of dismissal about runs in general. And look, where home runs are more the norm than they were before. But I will say, as a counter to that, what's so impressive about what Aaron Judge is doing is, look, he might win the Triple Crown, and he's going to hit 60-plus home runs, and he's doing it at a time when it's impossible to hit. It's never been more difficult to hit a baseball than it is today, and he's going to break the American League record. That's really cool. But unfortunately, it does not have the rallying effect that 1998 did. I don't think anything ever will.
Right. And you understand that to a certain extent. People are, you know, hey, like that whole, you know, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me sort of sentiment. Even though, you know, Aaron Judge, Albert Pujols maybe haven't given us reason to think that about them. But I understand it. I think both are really kind of cool. Albert seemed a little cranky yesterday. I don't know about cranky. But, you know, he was setting the record straight. Like, hey, I'm not chasing 700 here. You guys are making this out to be like I'm chasing 700. I thought it was interesting that he sort of, you know, had that moment in the dugout yesterday where he was letting people know, this isn't about me and these numbers. This is about me and this team going to the postseason.
Yeah, I've known Albert for a really long time. I covered him as dating back to his first year in Anaheim in 2012. That was not surprising. He tends to do that, where he'll be defiant on the front end, and he'll disarm some of the reporters along with it, but then he'll soften as the interviews go on. And if you listen to his whole media session, I was there for it. He gave some great answers and just great perspective about this chase and this season. And I thought it was really interesting what he said when he talked about how he said on the front end of this season that this was going to be his last year. And the reason why he said that was because he wanted to guard against himself and having the temptation of coming back if it ends up being a good year, because he knows himself, and he would have wanted to do that, but he also knows that he's true to his word, and if he says that this is his last year, this is his last year, and he's holding himself to it. So I thought that was really interesting. And look, he is all about team, and I think he would trade 700 any day for going out a World Series champion with the St. Louis Cardinals. I mean, I don't think that's even close. But he does know where he resides in history. He knows what he's done. And he knows what it means to get to 700. That doesn't mean that he's going to look at this all as a disappointment if he finishes the season with 698. But he knows 700 is the big number. And he wants to get there. But he knows what the ultimate goal is, too. He wants to win a championship. And look, this is Yadier Molina's last year, too. This may be Adam Wainwright's last year. Who knows? So that's his primary focus. He wants to go out on top because he wants to win with the St. Louis Cardinals.
And I don't know. I mean, I don't know that we'll see this. I mean, nobody can predict when you might see this again. You know, any given season, somebody maybe could do what Aaron Judge has done. Maybe. I know it seems like an incredible long shot since nobody's ever done it. But, you know, I don't know when we're ever going to see 700 again. It's really hard to come up with the math on that. And the other thing for me, Alden, and I'm sure this is part of your coverage, you know, I get it. You know, local fans want to hear about their local team. But the reverence that guys like Manny Machado and Juan Soto and so many of the Dominican players, all players, but, you know, especially the Dominican players, the reverence that they have for Albert Pujols really stands out to me when it is that they're talking about this guy.
Well, yeah, and I said this specifically when talking about that moment during the Home Run Derby when Albert Pujols took a timeout, I think it was in the first round, and you saw all the players come out of both dugouts and surround him and just sort of try to basically, like, cheer him up and, like, get him motivated for the rest of it. I mean, it was one of the cooler moments of the season. But if you look at that moment and you see the players who are close to him and who are the most boisterous, it's guys like Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Framber Valdez and Manny Machado and Juan Soto, fellow Dominican players. And I've said this before, for Dominicans of especially that age of the generation of basically Juan Soto, right, early, mid-20s, Albert Pujols is their Michael Jordan. He was their guy. So if you consider just what baseball means in that country and what Albert Pujols represents for the Dominican Republic, he's that kind of icon for those players. And if you, on top of that, I think one of the most fulfilling things about Albert Pujols' legacy, and Manny Machado talked about this yesterday before the game, how much he gives back, not just to the Dominican Republic, but how out of his way he has gone to be a resource for Dominican players, how much he has gone out of his way to help them, to guide them in their careers. Guys who, you know, are shuttled back and forth between AAA and the Major League, guys who are on the fringes of 40-man rosters, or superstars like Juan Soto, he goes out of his way to help them because he knows what he means to them. And, you know, he followed this from David Ortiz, who was a similar mentor to those guys. He's not only an icon for them, but he's in many ways a father figure for them because he's been there for them, and he makes himself available. And I think that's kind of an impact that I don't know that American audiences fully realize, but the impact that he has had on Hispanic players, specifically Dominicans, has really become immeasurable.
Hypothetical, you know, younger Alden Gonzalez is sitting in the stands, and somehow, some way, one of these milestone home runs comes in his direction, and you have it. You're not a credentialed member of the media. You're not ESPN's Alden Gonzalez.
Man.
You're in the crowd right now. You got one of these baseballs in your hands. What are you doing with it?
I was worried you might put me on the spot, especially when you were listing all those figures that they're going for. Honestly, I would like to think that I would give it to the player, especially if the player wants it. I think it's the right thing to do. That player, let's say Albert Pujols hit 700, he earned those 700 home runs. If he wants the ball, he deserves to have the ball. And if I can get an autograph for it or a picture for it, if I'm a fan, that's great. But on the other side of that, I don't hold it against the fan if the fan wants to keep the memorabilia. If they realize that this thing is worth a lot of money, I paid for a ticket, and I just so happened to catch this ball, and I have every right to it as anybody else. I am not going to begrudge the fan for it either. I think the right thing to do is to give it back to the player. But, you know, I know many people who would keep the ball in that situation. That's a lot of money. That's life-changing money for a lot of people. So I get it.
Cost of living in California, Alden, you know that.
Yes,
it ain't easy to live in this state.
I know.
We're not living in Missouri, you know. It's a little different around here.
Absolutely.
Hey, I'll see you later. Thank you very much for doing this.
Thanks, Aaron.
You got it. Alan Gonzalez, everybody, ESPN baseball reporter, and on the beat with Albert Pujols over the next couple. I'd like to think I would do that too, but then I start doing a little bit of research into how much money some of these things are worth, and I'm like, I don't know. I'd like to think I would do the right thing. You know, at least it's the right thing to say when you're on a show, but then there's the flip side of it, which is I'm looking down, and there are people who predict that some of this stuff isn't just like into the six figures. There are some who think that these are into the seven figures, which we'll talk more about when we return on San Diego Sports 760.